by the Tennessee Lottery on 104.5 The Zone. It is time to talk a little Tennessee football with former Vol wide receiver Jason Swain up in Knoxville. Media mogul that he is. Got that studio in the house. Got that wrap with the smoky gray mountain wrap with the Swain event in the background. I know this because I can see him. You guys can't, but we can. He joins us via Skype. What's up, Swain? How are you, man?
What's up? I'm great. Don't worry. Everybody else will be able to see me once Don sends a picture to everybody, like last week.
That wasn't me, Swain. I'm against pictures during this
Somebody
quarantine.
Did it. Somebody did it. I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. It's all good.
What's going on in Knoxville, man? Tennessee hasn't received a football commitment since Sunday. What's the problem up there? We've got to send in an investigative reporter.
Yeah, man. I think it's time for for another group of fans to stand outside of an Anderson training facility and start protesting. I mean, I think it's time to do that again. To be honest, I don't know what's going
Maybe
on.
Maybe burn a mattress.
Something's wrong.
Burn a mattress like when Kiffin left.
I need a petition or something, man. Something's going wrong here.
Listen, would Greg Schiano have gotten a commitment this week? That's my question.
Absolutely not. He probably would have zero commitments right now.
Here you go. Jason Swain going big. Hey, Swain, we just had the conversation on this radio show of what would you give? You know, we're trying to have a little fun here in the middle of a global pandemic. So the question was, what would you give up for football season to be back in the fall? Something that you love, something, you know, you maybe love, use every day, consume every day, whatever. Ethan on Twitter wants to know what @SwainEvent would give up for football season.
I guess I would give up shaving. You know, I got to, like, I'm bald for a reason. You know, I don't have a hairline. And so, like, I'm jealous of guys that have awesome looking dreads and nice silky hair. So, you know, I would give up shaving so that way it can grow out. People can ridicule me of having like a LeBron James type of hairline. So how about that?
At what point, like, 'cause Michael Jordan, He shaved his head because he started to lose his hairline. And then he became iconic Mike, right? At what point did you just give up and just shave it?
Yeah, something happened. I went to the barbershop one day, and then like one day it stopped growing in, and I was like, wait a minute, I'm too young for this. And so it was like high school, and I wasn't like, I didn't have like the Mr. Burns or like the Paul Feinbaum cul-de-sac or anything. But, you know, it just didn't look the same. And I just let it go. I just let it go, man. I didn't look like Uncle Phil from Fresh Prince. So, I mean, it wasn't that bad, but it wasn't the same. So I let it go.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought I remembered when you were a player at Tennessee that you had the shaved head.
Always. Yeah. So I'm willing to have these raggedy-looking dreads and nappy head looking like Buck Week. I'm willing to do that for football season. How about that?
Does a football helmet feel different on a shaved head as opposed to a non-shaved head? These are the hard-hitting questions I come at you with.
Absolutely. I tried to grow my hair out like one time in high school, and it was awful. It was so hot, though, and it made me realize I need to be shaving my head and keeping it low because it's just too hot with all that hair underneath the helmet. I don't know how the guys do it.
In all seriousness, Swain, amazing 2-week run for Jeremy Pruitt and that staff. Three more 4-star commitments over the weekend. So that's 6 4-stars, 2 5-stars, and the number one JUCO running back in America, who surprised Tennessee with his commitment. He called Jay Graham and said, hey, man, I think you might want to check Twitter, which is hilarious to me. That's great work by that staff, man.
Yeah, I remember when this staff was chasing all those type of players, you know, 2 years ago, and those type of players were saying no and going to other places. Well, in 2 years, Tennessee has, you know, won some games on the football field, put some guys in the NFL. They brought these players to campus, and they've kind of seen the culture built under Jeremy Pruitt and this rest of this coaching staff, and, you know, the players want to be a part of that. So it's just kind of cool to see the evolution. In just 2 years, I know there's a lot more work to do, But it's kind of cool to see where this program has come in 2 years, and look forward to see where it's going to be in another 2 years.
Well, as of June 30th now, it was June 1st, but June 30th now, that's opening day, so to speak, currently. How big of a challenge will it be for Jeremy Pruitt and that staff to keep this class intact when they are able to make visits and meet coaches face-to-face again?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's always a challenge in the SEC. I mean, recruiting, there's schools don't understand what committed mean. The players, you know, most of them don't understand what committed means. Then they're going to continue to go on visits. Schools will continue to recruit these players. And I think it puts more pressure on this Tennessee staff to stay in constant communication with these players and show them love, because a lot of these, some of these players didn't have big time offers. You know, Tennessee was kind of their first offer. And all Tennessee did was really alert the competition that, hey, here's a kid that's pretty good. And now Tennessee will have to do everything in its power to make sure they keep these young men. I understand how this game works. There's going to be some attrition. And so the class that we see right now may not be the class that we see in December or in February. So I think they've actually had to put in more work just to keep these guys connected. But, you know, the peer recruiting, these recruits, you know, group texting, I think that makes it a little bit easier. But again, I think all the other teams and the competition will be gunning for these players now.
Former Tennessee wide receiver Jason Swain with us at Swain Event is where you get him on Twitter. Check out everything he's got going on, swainevent.com. Would your recruitment, Jason Swain, have been different had you not been able to take official visits?
Yeah, it would have been different because, you know, I went on field. You know, I went on, okay, my heart says this. You know, this may look good, you know. You know, I was a big Nike guy, and I hated anything else, but I went to the school that didn't have Nike. And, you know, it was all about feel. I wouldn't let something stupid like an apparel deal, you know, sway me from going to the school that was the best for me. But, you know, I knew that Tennessee was a place for me when I went on my visit. And I don't know how I would have been able to come to that conclusion if I didn't go on campus and be around the teammates. I mean, you can do the virtual tours and all that. And that's what teams are doing right now. But for me, I knew where I needed to be once I was in a setting with other teammates or, you know, future teammates. When I experienced that, I knew Tennessee was a place. So, yeah, man, I would probably, it'll be tough for me to be committing to a school during this time.
Turning toward basketball, Georgetown transfer Mac McClung went into the transfer portal. Tennessee, one of like 13 teams that at least publicly, reportedly reached out to him. They don't have a scholarship available. That kind of shows you where that game is. But what do you think about that? It's funny because forever Rick Barnes was the guy that got 3 stars at Tennessee, and now he's got – like all these 5-star dudes with Tennessee on their list and transfers. And this kid averaged, 16 points and 3 rebounds, almost 3 assists per game for Georgetown.
Yeah. I mean, Georgetown, they've had 5 players transfer this year. It's weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, the culture there, just something's off. But the culture in Tennessee is pretty good from what I've heard. And, you know, the numbers don't really make a lot of sense, which, you know, you ask yourself, okay, if the numbers are not there, then why is Tennessee reaching out? Maybe Tennessee is reaching out, you know, just in case something happens, and they want to make sure that if something does happen, that they are in a really, really good spot. But I watched, you know, this young man's, you know, huddle film from high school, and I'll take someone like that, you know, 40-inch vertical, dunking on folks, pull-up game, can get to the rim, super athletic. Give me that guy all day long. Hopefully Rick Barnes can make it work. But, you know, Rick is in a different place than he was a couple of years ago. I mean, Tennessee is attracting, you know, 4- and 5-star and McDonald's All-American players, potential one-and-done players. So Tennessee's in a good spot. You know, you can kind of pick and choose players that you want.
So what you got coming up on the show tomorrow?
I thought of this new topic I'm going to release tomorrow is What will you give up for football season this year?
Hey, the last call we
trust me, you'll get some great and crazy answers.
The last call we took on that was from Bryce, who said he would give up his member for football.
No. Not gonna be doing that now. I love football, but I don't think I love it that
much. What kind of ball for life are you, Swain? Come on.
I guess I'm not good enough then. I'm pretty sure there'll be somebody, if I pose that question, there'll be somebody call in and probably say the same thing, maybe even worse.
At Swain Event on Twitter, SwainEvent.com, the website. Always appreciate you, my friend. Thank you, and we'll chat with you next week.
Hey, thank you. See ya.
Jason Swain on 104.5 The Zone, presented by Gary Ashton of RE/MAX Advantage. Looking to sell your home? Want to sell it quickly and for top dollar? Then call Gary Ashton of RE/MAX Advantage at 615-301-1650 or online at GaryAshton.com. Gary Ashton, the official real estate agent of the Nashville Predators.
Ryan Kelly and his team.